Campbell Soup bring you Amos and Andy. How do you do, everyone? This is Bill Hay. For many years, Campbell soups have been a familiar sight on kitchen shelves. Recently, a comparatively new soup, Campbell's Cream of Mushroom, has appeared on thousands of them. This soup has such a delicious, out-of-the-ordinary taste that once a family try it, they usually vote it a place among their regular standbys. People who know and love mushrooms have taken keenly to Campbell's Cream of Mushroom. Those who had never tasted mushrooms in any form are just as enthusiastic. Even the smooth, rich look of its creamy surface tempts their appetite. And they find its flavor so delightful that they soon put Campbell's Cream of Mushroom among the dishes they like best. It's a blending of fresh, sweet cream, heavier even than whipping cream, and young cultivated mushrooms. Mushroom flavor fills every spoonful. Mushroom slices abound all through. Why not try Campbell's Cream of Mushroom Soup tomorrow? Everything is in readiness for the wedding of Belinda Green to Andrew H. Brown. Last night, a complete rehearsal was held at the church. Early this morning, a very elaborate canopy was placed over the entrance, and a thick carpet was laid from the curbstone to the church steps. Now we take you to the church, which is filled almost to capacity. In the congregation, there are many girls whom Andy has known in the past. Lightning, Van Porter, Brother Crawford, and Gwyndell are acting as ushers, and they have successfully seated the entire gathering. At the last minute, it was decided that the kingfish would give the bride away. Amos's wife, Ruby, has agreed to act as matron of honor. And, of course, Amos will be the best man for his close friend, Andy. As the scene opens now, we hear the organ in the background of the crowded little church. The wedding party is in the rear, but we find the groom, Andy, and his best man in a little room to the left of the altar. The door is open, and Amos and Andy are seated so that those in the church cannot see them. Here they are.
Well, now, don't get nervous, Andy. That's the main thing, you see.
Well, you'd get nervous, too, if you was in my place.
I know.
Oh, this is a big thing, Amos.
Yeah.
Oh, me, why don't the thing start?
Well, I think as soon as this music is over from the organ, then the mixed quartet from the lodge is going to sing one song, and then they go right into the wedding march.
Yeah. Peek out that door there.
All right, I peek out.
Don't let them see you, though. Is there many people out there?
Yeah, the church is almost full, Andy.
Cheers, huh?
Yeah, I see Madam Queen sitting out there, and there's Sadie Blake, too.
Oh, me. I was nervous, Amos.
But that's all right, and I with you. Now, take it easy, son. Come on, now. Pull yourself together.
My mouth is getting dry just like I told you it was. Feel like I got a mouthful of cotton.
Yeah, now, when you stand up at the altar there'll be a table right in front of you, and there it is out there now, and it's got a pitcher of water on there, and the preacher says it's all right for you to take a drink when you get there if you feel kind of faint or anything, you see.
Is there water in the pitcher? I wish I had a drink of it now.
Yeah, well, the pitcher got water in it. I know. The only thing is, I can't go out there and get you a drink of it now. Wait till you get out there, because The pitcher will be right in front of it, and then you can take a swallow of it when you get there, you see.
Why don't they start the thing?
Yeah, well, don't worry. Now, it did start in a minute. You see, a couple of people are still coming in.
Yeah.
I got the ring now, you know.
Yeah, don't lose that. Now, what has I got to do?
Well, you remember what you done last night at the rehearsal?
What was that?
Well, you say I do twice. You say that twice.
Well, why has I got to say it twice?
Well, the preacher asks you two different questions, you see. Then you say, I do once, then he asks you another question. Then you say, I do again, you see.
Yeah. You're going to be standing there by me, ain't you?
Oh, yeah, I is your best man, son. Yeah, now, don't get nervous, and I know just how you feel, but take it easy.
Yeah, well, stand up close to me now, because I'm going to kind of lean on you.
Yeah, well, that's all right.
My knee's been giving me trouble for the last 2 days.
What's the matter with your knees, then?
Oh, I don't know. My legs been acting like they've been made out of rubber.
Wait a minute.
Everything going all right now, Andy. Don't worry about nothing. Remember, I'm looking out for your interest.
Well, listen, Kingfish, why don't the thing start?
Yeah, well, I just sent Layton back there to tell the organ to stop playing and let the mixed chorus sing, then we go right on. Yeah.
Then we're almost ready to start, Andy.
I get nervous waiting.
Yeah, I know you is, Andy. Everything gonna be all right.
This waiting around is getting me. Everybody stick with me now, will
you? Oh, yeah. Well, we've been waiting for the bride, you know.
Well, ain't she here?
Oh, yeah, she's been here, but she's been on the telephone out in the front office.
She'd talk on the telephone all day. Why can't she let the telephone alone when she's going to get married?
Yeah, well, now, right after the singing, the organ goes into the wedding march, Andy, you see?
Yeah.
And then we start down the aisle, you see?
Yeah.
Now, the next thing we want to... Wait a minute.
There goes the singing now.
Yeah.
Well, now, listen, boys. I'm going to leave you, and I'm going to get on in the back of the church there so I can be ready. Now, we start the wedding session right after the song, Andy. Brother Andy, shake hands.
Yeah.
Good luck to you.
Thank you, Kingfish.
Stand up now, Andy. You's all right now, Andy. Come on now.
What is the first thing that happened, Amos?
Well, you remember the rehearsal we had, don't you? You remember what you done last night at the rehearsal?
Yeah, me and you walk over and stand there in the middle when the wedding march starts.
Yeah, that's right. We stand right up at the altar there.
Well, now, how did they come down the aisle?
Well, the first thing that happens, the ushers come down first. You see, you got the four ushers. And then my wife, Ruby, is the matron of honor, you know. And she come down next.
Yeah.
And then,
How about Puddin'Face?
Yeah, well, the bride comes down with the kingfish, because the kingfish is going to give her away, you see.
Yeah.
And they ask who gives the bride away, and the kingfish is the one that say, I do, you
yeah.
see.
Yeah. Well,
Wait, there's the wedding march now. Come on, let's get on out here.
Yeah.
Come on.
How I look?
You look all right. Come on, follow me now. Come
yeah,
on.
Here I go. Come on.
Yeah. Now, that's right. Stand right here now. That's right. Now, face the window that's got all them pretty colored stained glass in there, and look at that.
Yeah, I'll stand here like this.
Yeah, that's it. Now, take your time. They're coming down the aisle. Everything's going to be all right now.
Yeah, here comes the preacher, too.
Yeah, he walked out from behind the palms.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't be nervous now.
Is they coming down the aisle, Amos?
Yeah, they're almost here. And don't forget now, you got to turn around and meet your bride. Don't forget that.
Yeah, you got my ring, ain't you? You got my ring, ain't you?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. It is right here. Yeah. Now, move over a little bit. It's here. Move over a little bit so your wife can get next to you.
Yeah. I'll move over here. Hello, darling.
Dearly beloved, we are here reverently assembled to see this man and this woman united in marriage, which is a relation divinely instituted and sanctified for the welfare and happiness of mankind. By this relation, the home is established, bringing the truest joys on earth, but it involves unfailing fidelity, unselfish devotion, and sometimes loving forbearance. For as much as these two persons have come hither to be made one in this holy estate, if there be any here present who knows any just cause why they may not be lawfully joined in marriage, I require him to make it known now or ever after hold his peace. The vow shall now be spoken, after which we will bow our heads in prayer. So I ask you, who giveth this woman to be married to this man?
I do.
As a token of your unfailing desire, and as a token of your united lives, you may join your right hand. Do you, Andrew H. Brown, take this woman, whose hand you now hold, to be your lawful wedded wife?
I do.
Do you promise to love and cherish her in sickness and in health? For better or for worse, and forsaking all others, keep thee only unto her, so long as ye both shall live.
I do.
Do you, Villetta Green, take this man whose hand you now hold to be your lawful wedded husband? And do you promise to love and cherish him in sickness and in health? For better or for worse, and forsaking all others, keep thee only unto him, so long as ye both shall live.
I do.
Andy, what pledge do you offer that you will fulfill these vows?
Here's the ring, Andy.
This diamond wedding ring.
Do you, Valeda, accept this token of the same?
I do.
You will then, Andy, place the ring on the fourth finger of the left hand. You will now join hands. I, by virtue of authority vested in me by the state and this church, I now pronounce you...
Amos, I shot.
Andy, you hurt?
Amos, my arm, my right arm, quick.
Somebody shot from the back of the church.
Amos, my arm.
King says, help me, we got to get Andy to a hospital.
Amos, help me, I think I'm going to faint. Somebody done shot me in the arm.
Get a hold of him. Come on, we're going to take him out here.
Awa! Awa!
Tonight is another step forward in the great career of Amos and Andy. For tonight, they are broadcasting over the largest network of stations in their history. I wish for Amos and Andy and Campbell's Soup to welcome most heartily their old friends and the hundreds of thousands of new ones who, for the first time, through these increased stations, can now easily hear Amos and Andy each night. Campbell's Soups are glad to bring you Amos and Andy because they are such nationally loved characters with a homey philosophy that attacks life problems in a way that interests, amuses, and, in so many cases, helps. And for my part, I'm glad to be able to talk to a still larger audience to suggest your serving various Campbell's Soups. Tonight I want to suggest this. Won't you try Campbell's Cream of Mushroom Soup tomorrow? This may be a new soup to you, but I am confident that if you once serve it, your family will want it often. Return to you tomorrow at this same hour over this same station. This is Bill Hay speaking for Campbell's Cream of Mushroom Soup, bidding you all good night.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.